Ladies and gentlemen, the evolution of rock. The music that made the world turn round. '76, and once again, the craze that has the world turning on its heels is the disco phenomenon. With thousands of clubs geared to the disco groove, dancing regains the prestigious position it had lost for almost a decade. 1976, disco is back, and in music, diversity is the name of the game. TV also works its way into the music charts in 76, with themes from many of the top TV shows scoring on the music scene. 1976 also finds the unprecedented rise to the top of American politics for a peanut farmer from Plains, Georgia. Not since the Kennedy climb in 1960 has a presidential candidate so inspired all ranks of the American social register.
If I can tap the greatness that's in you and in the American people, we can make our nation's government great and a source of pride once again.
1976, the year that a sex scandal rocks Washington as Elizabeth Ray makes hay while the sun shines in. All the President's Men proves to be the picture to see, and Earl Butz makes an untimely exit following a fatal case of foot-and-mouth disease.
I hadn't had any side effects or ill feelings.
1976, the year the mystery medical menace of the decade comes to be known as the Legionnaire's disease. The disco duck proves to be anything but a quack, and Barbara Walters makes off with all the marbles in a $1 million contract with ABC.
The ABC opportunity was too exciting and challenging to resist.
1976, the year that Mars gets a Viking visitor.
Look at that sky. Light blue sky, reddish hue.
Seabees are hot.
Breaker 190.
And the Fonz is cool.
Hey!
1976, from the deaths of Mao and Howard Hughes to the birth of the bicentennial.
I declare open the Olympic Games of 1976.
The year that Montreal hosts the Summer Olympics. Cincinnati's Big Red Machine manhandles the New York Yankees. The Montreal Canadiens top the Stanley Cup. And Pittsburgh cleans up the Super Bowl. 1976 also finds mid-60s musical veterans like the Beach Boys and the Beatles back in the top 10. Rock music stardom is bestowed on Peter Frampton, and comebacks are posted by John Sebastian, formerly of the Love and Spoonful, and Eric Carmen, formerly of the Raspberries. 1976, the year that Welcome Back Cotter and Happy Days are instant hits on TV, and the Bay City Rollers battle their way into the pop charts. 1976, a year of outstanding achievement and optimistic attitudes for the future. 1976, a season with a reason to dance, begins now as it happened then.